Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
A quick note. Unfortunately, the audio is a little choppy, but the content is excellent. Please be patient and work through it. Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Luke Marvel with Luke Marvel Broker in College Station, Texas. Last year, he closed 202 transactions with a total sales volume of $42 million and managed 300 rental units. His average sales price was $207,000, of which 30% were buyers and 70% were sellers. He has a two-member sales team, one transaction manager, and one team leader. Luke Marvel is the team leader of the Marvel team. He's been an agent for 6 years. In his best year, Luke sold 234 homes worth $48 million. In this call, Luke talks about selling 14 homes his first year. By his fifth year, he was ranked the number one agent in America in units for Century 21. How he positioned himself to work a few small investors who purchase 1 to 2 rental units per year, specializing in the college student housing market. 50% of his business is working with investors who want to rent to students. 30% of his business is working with parents who want to purchase a property for their kids to live in while they attend college. How parents are offsetting the college cost by owning the rental their kids live in. Why he uses simple proformas that explain the benefits of the investment without overcomplicating the financials and focusing on the projected cash-on-cash return. Teaming up with a developer to build a student housing master plan community called The Barracks. Starting a property management company with 10 employees to service student rentals and their unique 51-week terms. Where to find investors. How to attract the students with on-campus and on-site events. Why millennials are willing to spend heavily on experiences and using that concept in your marketing. Luke's impressive personal portfolio of rental units and commercial properties. How Luke defines a good investment and why most investors don't like it. Team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Luke.
Hey, this is Luke Marvel.
Luke, thanks for joining us today. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
It's a great question. Fairly young. I'm currently 31 years old and only been in the business about 6 years. Prior to entering the world of real estate, went to college, went to Pepperdine University in the Los Angeles area, and then went into corporate finance and accounting for about 3 years between LA and Dallas, Texas area. I'd always wanted to get into real estate. I actually had bought an investment property and was just fascinated by it and wanted kind of the entrepreneurial lifestyle of being able to eat what I kill and get the direct result from the results of my actions and be able to really make that difference and not just be tied to a 3% annual increase. And so I took the jump and I was started into real estate at that point in 2011.
Wow, that's fantastic. It sounds like you always want to be an entrepreneur. Had anybody in your family been in real estate or been an entrepreneur? You know, how did you pick real estate?
Interesting question. Not really. That's a doctor. My mom stays at home, and there's not really anybody in my family that's real estate related or that entrepreneurial. It really just always fascinated me from probably about 10 years old. And I got really interested in hotels and hotel operations. And then in middle school and high school, I wrote papers on wanting to run hotels, some of that stuff, and that translated over into real estate. Growing up, I had a mentor in high school and a family friend who was CEO of Supra, who obviously kind of defined the access control for real estate sales almost worldwide. And so that was kind of a connection that was formative, but he's not actually in real estate. It was more complementary business.
Well, very good. Let's do this. Let's fast forward to the beginning of your career. That first year, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
I had a fairly quick start, at least if you look at the 12-month period. You know, I think anybody who gets into real estate, at least if you're not part of a team where they're just feeding you leads, it's going to feel slow. about 3 months in that I had my first sale. I tried to be very intentional and kind of strategic about what I did and tried to develop the right patterns and habits that I thought would create progress and result in lead generation and cultivating that pipeline. And it ended up kind of coming around. I think the first year I probably sold 14 properties or so. And I was the rookie of the year in my local Century 21 office. So I think relatively fairly busy, even though it didn't always feel like it.
So you said you were the rookie of the year. You were developing these patterns and habits, you said at the beginning. What specifically were you doing? What were those patterns and habits that resulted in those 14 closings?
You're kind of turning the wheels back. I was trying to remember. I did some research on some of the most effective times to make calls and when people were most receptive, you know, and so at least in the research I had, it was between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. So I would usually stay at the office, I'd do research and gather properties for clients and that sort of stuff. Every night between 5 and 7 p.m., I would make calls the entire time and then I'd leave at 7. Most of the time, most of the other agents left for the day and you got a hold of almost every single person you called. Almost every weekend, and sometimes more than one day a weekend, I would hold an open house, and I had a very specific protocol that I did of, you know, listing it online and with the local advertising outlet 5 days before, doing certain things one day before, you know, walking the entire community with 40 flyers and handing them out the day before as well, and then having food items homemade, that sort of thing, and certain hours for those open houses. And then, you know, really it was just consistently getting back to clients as quickly as possible and setting the expectation, as well as having, at that point, it was kind of a homemade CRM type structure in Excel, but being able to track all the leads when the last time I had contacted them and having kind of those automatic reminders that I need to contact these five people a day. I haven't heard from them. This is what they're interested in and that sort of thing. Just some of the basic habits that I think grew into bigger, better things.
You said you were calling between 5 and 7, so you were prospecting. Who were you calling?
So, Century 21, as most of the realty brokerages, have fairly decent lead generation, and usually you pay some sort of fee for it. A lot of times it was people through that system, as well as literally, it was myself and kind of another new agent that we would brainstorm. Honestly, one of the more popular or successful things that I did was basically offer for sale by owners. I'd offer to list their house for free, do professional photography and that sort of stuff out of my own pocket. But then it would obviously result in this automatic lead generation because all of a sudden you're a new agent, but you have at least a couple listings. So it would be those people that were falling off the existing listings or the leads that were coming in.
Okay, so you would go out and list it for sale by owner without the listing side of the commission. The FSBO would still pay the buyer's side, and you were picking up the leads that were coming in off the sign.
Correct.
Thanks for walking us through how you got started in the early years. Let's fast forward to today. I think you mentioned this already, but I'm going to ask, how long have you been in the business?
About 6 years. So got my license, I believe, back in May of 2011.
And how many homes did you sell last year?
About 202 homes.
Do you know what the sales volume on that was?
Approximately $42 million.
$42 million. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Interestingly, that was not your best year. Your best year was the year before that. Do you recall how many homes you sold that year and what the sales volume was?
Yeah, 2015 was my best year. It was 234 homes worth about $48 million.
Wow. And did I understand correctly that you were named the top agent for Century 21 that year?
Yeah, top agent Century 21 for the whole U.S. Number of properties sold.
That's fantastic. So number one agent USA, Century 21. 2015, the number of units. Congratulations. That's a pretty awesome accomplishment. That was, what, your fifth year in business?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Luke, how many homes do you think you've sold in your career? And what was the sales volume?
About 700 homes and rough value of about $136
million. That's awesome. Well, let's do this. Let's make sure everybody knows where you are. Where is College Station, Texas?
So, first of all, it's home of Texas A&M University, which most people are probably familiar with or at least heard of. It is about an hour outside of Houston, smack dab in the middle of Texas. It's right between, kind of in the middle of what they call the Texas Triangle of Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. Texas is a big state, but about 80% of the population lives within that metro area, and Texas A&M is one of the two biggest schools here in the state of Texas.
And did you know what the population is there in College Station?
Of the whole metro area, you're looking at right about 225,000 people. You know, if you look at really just the cities, it's probably a little bit under 200, but then kind of the whole area, it jumps up a little bit. We do have, you know, just given that you have games, football games, a bunch of alumni and traffic coming in. Game day weekend, for example, you know, there's an additional 110,000 people in town. And that's actually a decent portion of our sales demand and volume is the fact that old alumni love to come back, love to buy game day homes, love to buy homes for their kids, and that sort of thing. So even though it's not the biggest area, it is a very, very active real estate market.
Do you know the population of the school itself, Texas A&M? How big is it compared to the city?
Yeah, so it's about 50,000 undergrads that are here in town, and then an additional roughly 10,000 graduate students that are also here.
Wow, so about 60,000 students. So the students are making up, just over a third, just under a fourth of the population there.
Yes. You also have, you know, if you look at roughly 20 to 25,000 like staff and faculty and that you kind of support staff. So when you round it out, you're probably looking at 85,000 to 90,000 people kind of for the university, whether it's students, faculty, staff, that side of the town. But then you have an even greater number of that's not. There is definitely a strong residential community, and it obviously depends on what neighborhood you're in town, but it's not just a college town.
So it's grown out, it's developed beyond just being a college town.
Yes, sir.
Can you please describe the current real estate market there?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're really looking at average sales covering between 225 and 230. So still fairly reasonable, but definitely up probably within the last 5 years. I mean, it was probably in the 170s, 175. So it's definitely gone up a significant amount, you know, in the last several years. Days on market, the average is about 75 to 80 days on market, but it really depends on what you're selling. So the middle of the market, you have something that's clean and well represented, you know, you're looking at definitely sub 30s. But there's also some things that take quite a bit longer, and so they put that average up quite a bit. If you look at volume at an overall level, more than half of our volume is kind of unique, but it's related to the university. So the university obviously creates a unique market. Whether it's investment and you're selling it to an investor and leasing it out, or you know, whether it's parents or alumni looking for a game day purchase, you have, you know, a lot of times kids go to school for in the range of 4 years. I say four because a lot of times it's five nowadays. But so you have this, if somebody buys a house for their kid during those years, you have usually a three-year turnover cycle roughly. And so that's why I'd say about half of the volume in town is related to that. The other half, purely residential. And that usually trends. The student stuff is primarily a little bit higher density. So I think townhomes, condos, or just smaller lots, smaller footprint properties. The overall average of student properties may be closer to 200 or a little bit below. Other half of the market is residential. So you're thinking kind of regular residential, master plan communities, country club style neighborhoods, some of that stuff. And we do actually have quite a bit of higher end acreage communities with homes in the.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.